Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jenna.
Hello, Ben and Nathan. I've started to see logic games that I've already done more often than I see new games. At first, I thought this was fine because it wasn't like I was getting 100% on timed logic game sections. I quickly realized that after doing the game one time, I had memorized the correct answer choices. I, of course, attempted to ignore that I knew the answers and continued approaching the question like I didn't. Irrespective of this approach, my scores on that section quickly shot up from 60% accuracy to 90% accuracy. Ben looked askance at that comment.
Yeah, there's this sense that going from 60 to 90% accuracy in games is good. It's better. Yeah, 90 is better than 60. But in games, you really want to be scoring between 95 and 100% as much as possible. 100%, really. You're going too fast if you're doing games and getting 90% accuracy.
You're still going too fast if you're only getting 90% accuracy.
Yeah.
I mean, and 90% accuracy on a second attempt is really not good.
That's really not good.
Anyway, Jenna continues, I suspected that my improvement was skewed because of my prior exposure to games I had already done once, so I started subscribing to the premium plan, and as I suspected, my scores went back down to around 60% accuracy when I wasn't exposed to games I had already done. Do you think memorizing games is more beneficial or detrimental? I figure having a balanced experience is probably good. I understand the idea that knowing how to do a specific game will result in having success on similar games encountered during the test-taking day, but I also want to make sure I'm equally prepared to do games I have no familiarity with. How should I tailor my prep to achieve balance? Thanks, Jenna. And again, that's an LSAT Demon premium subscriber.
Yeah. So Jenna, you're thinking about this the wrong way. You're thinking about it like, oh, should I memorize these games? I mean, even when you've done a game before, you're still getting some wrong. That means you did not learn how to approach that game the first time you did it. When you reviewed it, you didn't take away the lessons that you should have taken away. And you should be taking away those lessons before you even get into review. So what you should do on your very next game is just start the game in drilling and just work at it until you are 100% confident in each of those answers. Prove
right.
Each of those answers. I don't care if it takes you 30 minutes. That doesn't matter. What I want you to do is start understanding why each answer choice is 100% provable from the rules.
Yeah. Like let's imagine that you are trapped in a bank vault and you have to solve this logic game puzzle in order to figure out the code to get yourself out.
Yeah.
But
if you get it wrong,
it's got a 24-hour lockout. So if you miss the code, and the code is all six answers to this logic game, right? B, yeah. C, B, A, D, E, or whatever it is.
Okay.
That's the successful code. And if you're wrong on even one of them, then you don't get out, you do not escape the room, and you also have to wait 24 hours until you can even try again.
There you go.
And if you approach it that way, then you'll insist on solving the questions. What you're doing right now, Jenna, is you're not solving the questions. At 60%, you're like wildly guessing on the questions. And at 90%, you're still pretty much guessing on some of the questions.
Well, and it's really hard to interpret that because that's not even 90% on a new
game. Because she's also remembering the answers from some, you know, on the ones she's done again. Yeah. So you're remembering some of the answers. What I really want you to do, Jenna, is you should just drill in the demon. I imagine the demon is going to be giving you very easy games. That's great. It's best for you to study very easy games because very easy games are the ones that are most like all the other games on the LSAT.
They're very common. Yeah, dude.
They're super common. They make up at least half of the logic games that we have to study from.
Yeah.
And so those by studying those games, you're going to build foundational skills that are going to apply to all the other games. Also, they should be easiest for you to solve. You should feel good about your ability to solve those very easiest games. And if not, watch our videos, work on it. Do it. Sure. Do the game again, but try to do the game in like a slightly different way. You know, watch my video and Ben's video. Watch a new video from me and an old video from me. You'll see me doing the same game in multiple different ways. All I'm doing is finding a solution. I'm not applying some formula. It's not like I've memorized the game. I'm always going to do it differently every time, but I'm still going to solve the game. I'm still going to arrive at perfect accuracy on those answers.
Excellent advice. Side note for Jenna. If games is just not your thing, even after you try to do what we're talking about now, maybe you need to wait till August.
Well,
2024.
Correct. I think that, Jenna, the games don't exist anymore after June of next year. We're looking at 6 months expiration date on those games. 7 months, I guess, expiration date on those games. Yeah. And so they're going to disappear entirely from the LSAT. And instead, you're going to have an extra section of logical reasoning. Now, Jenna, you might be worse at logical reasoning than you are at games, in which case, yeah, you need to get your shit together on the games for sure. But if you're better at those other sections and you are really struggling, you've been studying for a while and this is not good. Sorry to be bearer of bad news, but I got to tell it like it is. And that's not good. And so you've got to fundamentally change the way you're approaching the games, or go into your advanced settings in the daemon and just turn the games off. We've already got that toggle built. And you just go in advanced settings and say, nope, I'm not doing games. And the daemon will immediately adapt. We've already got it built for August of 2024. No games LSAT.
Yeah.
That is a choice. But if you're, most people are going to be like, what? I can't wait that long. I have to go to law school now. And yeah, if you have to go to law school now, then have to take the LSAT now, then you do have to get good at these games and you have to learn. I think the critical word, Jenna, is that you need to solve them. You need to solve every game by baking the rules into one world or more than one worlds. You need to solve each question where you know that the right answer is right and the wrong answer is wrong. You're not relying on that submit button and see your results to know whether you were right or wrong. You're going to know that you're right before you hit submit on that the vault, right? That's going to let you out of the vault. You just shouldn't be trying to get out of the vault until you're sure you've solved all five questions or six questions or whatever it is. I don't know why it's a vault that we're trapped in, but
it's a vault of money. It's the similar to the debt that may be piling up behind you. I don't know.
You're robbing the bank. You broke into the vault, but now they had another, that's the trap. You broke the outside code and got into the vault, but now they locked you in there. You've got to escape. But yeah, you don't want to put the wrong code. You want to make sure that you put the right code on your first attempt. And you can do that, Jenna. I think that probably sounds impossible for a lot of students, right, Ben?
Yeah.
Well, I can't get to 100% accuracy. That's just not even possible for me. But that's the most important lesson that you need to learn, is that 90% accuracy isn't good. 90% accuracy means that you're not doing it right. You need to solve these questions and really strive for 100% accuracy, especially on the games.
I was thinking as we were talking, I don't want to add unnecessary fluff or silliness to the daemon, but I wonder if there's some value in having like a lock icon, like next to each question, or it's almost like you're choosing an answer and then saying, yes, this is correct. I'm locking.
Yeah. I could see it on a game. Absolutely. I could see, instead of hitting submit, and maybe this would be a drilling feature only, obviously in timed sections, but in drilling, I can see it absolutely being like, you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People would get so used to it that they would probably just click right, double click through it. But
well, it could be optional. It could be above each question. So it's like you're confirming, and then you can have that like, yeah.
Yeah.
I confirmed all these. I don't know.
There's something to it for sure. Yeah. I really try to encourage students not to hit that submit button too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. Did you solve it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it for Jenna. Thank you, Jenna, for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.